abortion is critical to politics, religion, the law, and it is also important to public health. At the population level, the incidence of induced abortion is an indicator of unwanted pregnancy. Some abortions are unsafe, and unsafe abortion is a significant cause of maternal mortality and morbidity. So accurate information and empirical evidence on abortion can support appropriate policy and program responses and can inform the public discourse. So we set out with WHO to estimate the incidence and recent trends in safe and unsafe abortion worldwide and in each of the major regions and subregions of the world. So first I'll lay out our definitions of safe and unsafe abortion. I'll briefly describe some of the data sources that we use, and then I'll go into our results. We define safe abortions as all abortions that are performed in countries where abortion is broadly legal, and abortions that meet legal requirements in the countries where the law is highly restrictive. The WHO defines unsafe abortions as those performed by providers who lack the necessary skills or that are done in an environment that does not conform to minimum medical standards. Now, that's their conceptual definition. Their operational definition for the purpose of this research is comprised of abortions in countries where the law is highly restrictive and abortions that do not meet legal requirements where the procedure is broadly legal. Now, we realize that we're making a big assumption here. And there's not a perfect correlation between whether abortions are legal and whether abortions are safe. We rely to some extent on the large body of evidence indicating that abortion is generally safe in the countries where it's broadly legal. Where it's not legal, many women will get abortion procedures from providers who are not qualified. And even if they do turn to a provider who is qualified, medical backup and post-abortion care are likely to be unavailable, and a woman is likely to delay seeking care should she need it because of the clandestine nature of the abortion. But we do recognize that we're making an assumption and that the correlation between safety and legality is not perfect, but we make this assumption for practical purposes more than anything else. So where abortion is broadly legal, data collection systems at the national level are often in place, and we collected those official statistics wherever they were available. In some countries, nationally representative surveys of women or of facilities have been conducted and from which abortion levels can be estimated. We gathered that information as well, and then we consulted with experts, international and national experts, including those involved in the data collection efforts, program planners, and researchers, to help us assess the extent to which these counts and estimates are complete and the extent to which they need to be adjusted to account for unreported abortions. WHO had the harder task of estimating the incidence of unsafe abortion, and they relied on a range of sources, including hospital-based studies, community-based surveys, qualitative research, and other published reports. This kind of effort to estimate worldwide abortion was undertaken only once before, and those observations were made for 1995, and that study used similar methods to those that we're using now. So this time we are also able to assess trends in abortion worldwide and in the major regions. So, as you can see, in the first gray bar on the left, we estimate that there were 42 million abortions in 2003. Down from 46 million abortions that were estimated for 1995. The vast majority of abortions in absolute numbers were performed in developing countries, 35 of the 42 million. Now we look at the abortion rate, that is the number of abortions for every 1,000 women of reproductive age. The abortion rate in 2003 was 29, down from 35 abortions per 1,000 women in 1995. And when we look at the abortion rate, the levels are comparable in developed and developing countries at 29 and 26 abortions per 1,000 women, respectively. And the abortion rate seems to have declined modestly in developing countries. Our estimates, though, for developing countries are a bit less precise than for developed countries. So the decline is more marked in developed countries, and we can say with more certainty that the abortion rate has declined in that part of the world. Now we look at the five major geographic regions, and we see that the abortion rate has declined most dramatically in Europe. Abortion is broadly legal throughout most of Europe, with some exceptions, including Spain and Portugal, and it's broadly legal in most of North America, which is comprised of the United States and Canada. Abortion law is highly restrictive in most of Africa, the biggest exception being South Africa, and as of 2003 in Latin America, the biggest exception was Cuba. But if you look at the gray bars on this chart, which represent the rates in 2003, you can see that the abortion rate was comparable across all of the major regions, regardless of the legal status of the majority of abortions in those regions. Now we're going to look at Europe a little bit more closely, since that's where the biggest change took place. And I want to point you to the fact that so far we've been looking at a y-axis with a scale that goes up to 50 abortions per 1,000. But we had to double that in order to make room for all of the abortions that were taking place in Eastern Europe in 1995. So as of 2003, the abortion rate in Eastern Europe is half what it was in 95. The decline we see in Southern Europe largely took place in the Southern European countries that were part of the Soviet bloc. It's also important to note on this slide that the abortion rate in Western Europe is very low, at 12 per 1,000, which is far lower than the worldwide average of 29 per 1,000. In the countries where abortion is broadly legal and reliable data collection efforts are in place, we have national estimates. And I present those here for just a few northern and western European countries and for the United States for comparative purposes. And you can see that the rate in the U.S. Is slightly higher than in Sweden, England, and France, where there are 17 to 20 abortions for every 1,000 women, and is much higher than the rates in the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany, where there are only 8 or 9 abortions for every 1,000 women. So now we go back to the bigger picture, and we look at the distribution of abortions according to whether they're safe or unsafe. And the top bar shows you the distribution in the world, and almost half of all abortions were unsafe in 2003, at 48%, which represents 20 million abortions. In 1995, 44% of all abortions were unsafe, so the situation has gotten worse in this respect. Most abortions in Africa and Latin America are unsafe, and most abortions in Europe and North America are safe. Here we look at the distribution of the 42 million abortions. Because most of the world's population is concentrated in Asia, more than half of the world's abortions take place there, and more than half of the abortions in Asia take place in China and India. Only 4% of the world's abortions take place in North America, 3% take place in the United States. Here, another way to get a sense of the level of abortion is to describe it as a proportion of all pregnancies. So there were a little over 200 million pregnancies in 2003, and 1 in 5 pregnancies ended in induced abortion. In the United States, the picture reflects the worldwide average at 1 in 5. In Eastern Europe, 1/2 of all pregnancies ended in induced abortion. So just to review some of the results, there were about 42 million abortions worldwide, or 29 for every 1,000 women of reproductive age. Most abortions occurred in developing countries, but the abortion rate was comparable across regions. And the abortion rate has decreased most dramatically in Eastern Europe. We also found that the legal status of abortion did not predict abortion incidents. Other research has shown that there is a strong link between abortion levels and the prevalence of contraceptive use. Charlie Westhoff analyzed trends in abortion and contraception in 12 countries, and we present here, just as an illustrative example, his graph for the Russian Federation, the largest of those 12 countries. And he found that in the 1990s, contraceptive prevalence increased by 78%, and in the same time period, the abortion rate decreased by 53% in the Russian Federation. Other research has also shown that there is an association between the legal status of abortion and the safety of the procedure. The WHO recently updated its estimates of the numbers of deaths to women for every 100,000 unsafe abortions. And the burden of maternal mortality is largely carried in Africa, where there are 650 deaths for every 100,000 procedures, which stands in sharp contrast to the developed countries, where there are only 10 deaths for every 100,000 procedures. Now, it could be that there are all these maternal deaths in Africa and these developing regions because most abortions are illegal or because their healthcare systems are not adequate in these parts of the world. However, in South Africa, the abortion law was liberalized in 1996-97, and the number of abortion-related deaths decreased by more than 90% from 1994 to 2000. So there are a number of policy implications or recommendations that can be drawn from these findings. These include that the abortion rate, both safe and unsafe abortion rate, can be decreased by improving access to contraceptive services, especially where the abortion rates are still high, and that maternal mortality due to an unsafe abortion can be reduced by making abortion safe. And the WHO has issued a set of guidelines with respect to making abortion safe, such as performing procedures as early as possible in gestation, using the safest methods that are now available, including medical abortion and manual vacuum aspiration, and a volume of other recommendations which are beyond the scope of this presentation. And that's it. I think I've left us plenty of breathing room in terms of time.